And you heard it was the devils, your reaction?
Well, a lot of familiarity, not just in the last playoff series, but in the way the schedule went out this year, that we play them so often. But different times for these teams come in. I think the first time we faced them, I don't think our franchise had won a seven-game series yet, so we were looked at a little differently, and I think that there's a lot more mutual respect for both teams coming into the series.
Carolina's done well against them. What do you got to do to win this one?
Well, it's still so early on. I mean, our team game is pretty simple. We've tried to be as good a defensive team as we possibly can be without giving up too much of what we like to think we're good at, and that's forcing the play in the offensive zone. So I know it sounds cliche, but it'll be a tight series, I think, so we'll have to be very careful with the number of mistakes that we make.
Thoughts on the rested Monty Brodeur?
Well, we've seen his act for a long time, and he just stops a lot of pucks and wins games. So I think the thing that, you know, we've probably learned, we've seen some great goaltenders come through this game, you know, Hasek and Brodeur and Patrick Waugh, that the one thing that you can't allow happen is your offensive game change because of the goaltender that's in the net and try to find a different way to beat him, because there just isn't. You just have to hope that you can be hungry around the other team's net and squeak one by him.
Finally, your power play, big advantage over theirs.
Yeah, and sometimes you just get on a roll, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way the schedule sorted itself out. We caught them on back-to-back nights, and I think more than anything else, your special teams suffer a lot of times from that. You're not quite as quick into the lane, so we would expect and always felt that, you know, one of the defensive strength of the New Jersey Devils also related to their penalty kill, and we expect to see that tonight.
Is this a case where you're taking the offense to them and they're kind of counterpunching back? They get
no, you know what? I think the big difference in looking at this team from early on was that they used to be, you know, a real defensive-minded team, but their top two offensive lines are as good as anybody else's top two, maybe better. I mean, they're young, so they're going to be good for a long time and be able to score goals. We're not going out into this game and trying to throw caution to the wind here and be all offensive all the time, because we think that's the way to beat them. This will be tightly played both ways. We have confidence in our defensive game, but we also know that we're going to need to be very good defensively. They're not a defensive sit back team anymore at all. They want to forecheck and they want to be aggressive, and they want their top six guys to get chances.
Coach Sutter was saying that, you know, maybe there's not a lot of big names on defense on either team.
Right.
Both big names, but they're both teams that solid defense.
I think they do, but I think that also has to do with the names up front. The offensive units on both teams don't disrespect defense to get points. I think for our hockey club, maybe that was a problem for us early on in the year, but that came more from not feeling confidence in their offensive game. They had to cheat more, try more, to score more. But at the same time, we have some players up front, you know, maybe the Giontas and the Samsonovs, that didn't come into the league to be great defensive players, but have melded into their systems. And you can have an effective defensive unit if your offensive players are willing to help them and play well defensively. So defense by committee, maybe by both teams.